Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you in downtown San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmakers Justin Matthews and Luke Spencer Roberts. They have co-written and co-directed a brand new film called The Duel from Lionsgate, and through Iconic Events, it'll air one night only, coming up here on July 31st. So I'll start with you, Justin, if we may. The obvious question, one night, what's that all about?
I know, Rick, we only got one night in theaters here. I just got to say to start, I'd love to pass your intro over to the folks at Lionsgate to see if they can make something similar for us, just talking about how our film is genius and everyone should go watch it on July 31st.
Well, if you want to help me with my SAG card, yes.
Yes, that sounds like a deal.
Okay. Hartley.
Yeah. So in terms of one night in theaters, you know, we started this film fully independent. The fact that we ended up in theaters at all is a very long and crazy story, but we're doing a very, very wide theatrical release for one night. So originally it was going to be in limited theatrical locations for, you know, about 2 weeks, but instead the film was testing so well. Instead of just putting it in about 20 locations across the country, Lionsgate expanded it to about 500 screens across the country. So it's in most major cities. Our cast is doing pop-ups and Q&As and surprise appearances at many of those. We have them spread out throughout the country. So we're just trying to make one night where The Duel can be the biggest movie in theaters across the country.
It's a pretty cool idea. And Luke, when you think about the days of duels, and we think about, you know, the Jane Austen novels, what have you, but, you know, someone wants satisfaction, right? And their gentlemanly reputation or something had happened, or maybe a lady had been insulted. Well, this is modern day times. And so Woody finds out that Colin has been having an affair with his girlfriend, and he finally figures out this is the only way to satisfaction, right?
100%. I mean, I think, we demand satisfaction. It's actually a shirt that we have. We made some like silly merch. And I mean, the whole aspect of the movie comes down to, I think if you're living in modern life, we're LA guys, and especially LA, there's a real malaise to existence. I don't know what it's like up in San Fran. I think you guys might be a little more hectic, but the feeling of when something bad happens to you, specifically when it's done to you by someone, being really unable to do anything about that.
Yeah.
And so kind of asking ourselves in a modern setting, but what if you just did what they used to do? And what if they said yes? And then, you know, with the movie, we just kind of ran with the idea of every time it was explained, and when we walk around and tell people in bars about the pitch, the amount of people we meet who go like, hell yeah. And as long as everyone says yes, why not? And I mean, that's kind of the focus of the story, because otherwise, you know, I'm sure you know people in your life, and God knows we do, or it's just like something awful happens to them, and then they're just like, well, I guess I'll get stoned and watch House of Dragon. And that didn't happen. Well, I slowly die inside. So yeah, we just decided to try the other thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's funny, when I think of movie duels, the first one I think of is Woody Allen's Love and Death, where, you know, he refuses to shoot and he shoots up in the air and then it hits him in the other arm. And then I think of Barry Lyndon, where, you know, Ryan O'Neill's shooting at Leonard Rossiter, but they put tow in his gun and he only pretends to die. I mean, it's really a pretty amazing thing to deal. I mean, it's the most barbaric thing done under these gentlemanly pretenses, which is such a ridiculous dichotomy.
100%. Also, it's such a, I mean, like, you know, with the movie, one of the things too is you've got these two guys in their 20s from Venice and in LA, and it's like, what actually is a gentleman anyway? Mm-hmm. And they kind of encounter characters along the way that give them their opinion, but what you realize is, like, you know, as I think a guy in life, is you kind of have some sort of bullshit code that you live with, excuse my language, but you know, like, whether you're taking that from the Halo video game series, whether you're taking that from Barry Lyndon, whether you're taking that from what your dad told you or what your, you know, religious leader told you or so on. And I think a lot of dudes, especially these days, kind of have a really strange kind of makeup of what they think makes them a guy, you know, possibly even built on like the Avengers movies. So when you're looking for something in an actual situation, going back in time maybe is one of the few options you actually have. Let me be very clear, we're not encouraging anyone to have a duel. That's not the case.
Unless you have a really good reason.
Yeah, I will say, Luke, that
you must have consent, David.
I don't think the troops listening on AFN were offended by your swear word, but my affiliates in the Bible Belt maybe. So yeah, we want to make sure we don't swear. But it is funny you mentioned that too, Luke, because I think if you didn't know any better and you were a kid, what's a gentleman's club? It's a strip club. There's no gentleman inside there. So yeah, it is kind of weird that way. So Justin, you make a movie, you think it's going to be good, and then you show it to people, and within 20 minutes, they can throw away 3 years of your work saying, ah, it sucks. I mean, it is hard. So what was it like when people actually liked it? Was that surreal?
Well, I'd say the entire process is the best and worst thing that I've ever done. It's a toxic relationship, making a movie independently and bringing it all the way now to distribution. It's a lot of the highest highs and the lowest of lows that I've had. But when it came to actually showing the movie for the first time, we knew that we had something special. And after our first test screening, you know, we probably had about 50 people. We only knew about 10 or 15 of them. Most of them had brought friends. And after the film was done, we were standing in the back of the room and a group of five or six young women came up to us and they said, thank you for making a movie about how stupid men are. And then before we could respond, five or six guys standing next to them immediately responded to them. They weren't even talking to us. And they went, what are you talking about? This movie is about how men need to draw a line in the sand and be able to know when to say enough is enough. And those two groups started arguing. And then there was a group of about five or six Latina girls who interrupted both of them and said, I don't care what either of you were talking about. All I know is that if my man wouldn't duel for me, I wouldn't want to date him.
Wow.
So when all three of those different groups started arguing and Luke and I just kind of stood there without having responded to any of those groups yet, we knew that we had something at least exciting. And I think it asked more questions than it answers.
Well, that's great to get people talking like that. I know you got to run, so everybody make sure to check out The Duel from Lionsgate and Iconic Events. One night only, at least in the beginning. It'll be on the 31st, and Putty is in this, and too. Patrick Warburton, of course, who's fantastic. We've been speaking with the co-writers and directors, Justin Matthews, Luke Spencer Roberts. Have fun with this, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Go see the movie so we don't go broke. I appreciate it.
All right, very well.